In poor nations, collecting taxes can be tough in the best of times. Economists say in African and other developing countries, up to $800 billion is lost each year to tax evasion, money that could go toward development but instead makes Africa a net creditor to the rest of the world. They say some multinational companies avoid paying high taxes by using what financial experts call transfer pricing, that is, improperly declaring high income and expenses in the low-tax countries they operate in, while underdeclaring their levels of income and expenses in high-tax countries. Economist Henri Bernard Solignac-Leconte is the head of the Africa Desk of the Development Center at the Paris headquarters of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD.
Both the mentioning of the regulation of the transfer prices, for instance, or on tax haven are extremely important. First, because African governments themselves sometimes, very often, do not have the power to negotiate with multinationals whose turnover is sometimes a multiple of their own GDP, terms and conditions that make those companies fair contributors to the economy in which they are operating. It's true also that on transfer prices, they are African economies as amongst those economies that suffer a lot from not being able to tax the revenue that is actually generated from operations on their territory. And so far, these are mainly issues that are discussed amongst representatives of the richer countries who all want to make sure that they get their share, what they consider their share of the taxation of economic activity of their nationals or on their domestic ground. But Africa has been very much absent of this debate, and they need to be brought in.
The global financial crisis has made things more difficult. Slumping economies mean fewer goods and services for governments to tax. The G20 may discuss ways to enhance revenues and improve budgets for social programs. The group has promised, for example, to crack down on tax havens. The Washington Post newspaper says, according to its sources close to the G20, the group is considering imposing sanctions on Uruguay and Panama if they continue to shield tax dodgers. Some economists have suggested the group consider a tax on international currency transactions to help developing nations build social safety nets. But Solignac-Leconte says there is no consensus on the issue. Europeans often favor international taxes, while the United States opposes them. In the long run, he says the group of eight leading industrial democracies has given a clear mandate to the OECD to help African countries find solutions to tax collection problems. He says his group is helping to identify alternatives, including taxes on some urban properties. It's also helping a number of countries and institutions set up an African Tax Administration Forum to be launched in Kampala, Uganda, in November.
They would find first some principles on which to agree and share analysis on how much they lose out of tax evasion. So they'd be joining forces, if you will. And then they could set up capacity building programs to help administrations become more effective at negotiating, implementing tax policies, in particular towards foreign economic agents and domestic agents.
The G20 is also likely to discuss another issue that may affect taxation, the need for all countries to adhere to the same accounting practices. John Curtin is the director of the G20 Research Group based at the University of Toronto, Canada.
So there's a patchwork of accounting practices, which makes it very difficult for the average investor or citizen to read a company's balance sheet and be able to compare them across countries, even if it's the same company doing business in different countries. What accounting standards are they following?
He says it is not clear delegates to the meeting will discuss the ultimate way to enhance the budgets of developing countries, additional aid. The G20 has promised $50 billion to support social protection measures, boost trade, and safeguard development in low-income countries. OECD estimates say Africa could get between $21 and $23 billion. Industrialized countries have also agreed to provide $300 billion during the next 3 years to multilateral development banks, including the African Development Bank, in an effort to increase lending to low-income countries. The World Bank and the AFDB have allocated up to $15 billion to be used in Africa. I'm William Eagle in Washington.